This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans were at the White House Monday to celebrate something many of them have been working on for years, the passage of federal gun safety legislation. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
People often ask Tom Mauser if he was frustrated that two decades after his son was killed in Columbine, there hadn't been any congressional action. Now that the bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which includes funding for state red flag laws, is law, Mauser says he's happy to see something done at the federal level.
President Biden didn't just address what was contained in the bill, but also spoke about what more we need to do. It was forward-looking.
Biden mentioned some potential next steps, including secured storage and an assault weapons ban. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A federal appeals court in Denver has ruled that the First Amendment's guarantee of free speech gives people the right to film police working in public. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Monday in favor of a YouTube journalist who claimed a Denver police officer blocked him from recording a traffic stop in 2019. A citizen-led plan to fix Denver's ailing sidewalks took a step forward Monday. Advocates turned in more than 19,000 signatures backing a local ballot question that would change property owners a new fee and repair and expand sidewalks. Denver residents will vote on the proposal this fall if at least 9,000 signatures are verified as legitimate. A state audit found the Colorado Parks and Wildlife did not maximize revenue last year. KRCC's Will Taylor has more.
CPW could have collected nearly $3 million more in revenue if it weren't for unnecessary site closures, price reductions, and refunds. Six recommendations based on the audit's findings were made to CPW. Those include more documentation for site closures and better training for staff using the reservation system. CPW plans to start implementing changes this December. Will Taylor, KRCC News.
In Denver, highs today in the lower 90s, then hotter tomorrow. In Montrose, 92. Vail has a chance for rain and highs today in the 70s. This is CPR News.